Well, let's invite Brother Harris right now to the pulpit.
Well, glory. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. Amen. Amen. You know, there's some sayings that you pick up over time. I knew an elderly minister that he always started out, he's speaking, he said, "Isn't Jesus wonderful?" Or, "Isn't Jesus precious?" And then he always said, "To me, he's altogether lovely." Amen. And I always say that, and I think of him. Seeing he's passed on now, but his saying is still with us. Amen. His legacy is still with us. He believed that. Amen. And I believe that. The church is wonderful. Amen. The body of Christ is wonderful. And our efforts to win souls for Jesus Christ is very admirable. Amen. But we have to understand. We have to know the Word of God. We have to know our apostolic doctrine. Amen. Now, there's many older saints here, and many, amen, know our doctrine. But there are new folks, amen, that need to know what we stand for and what we believe in. Pastor Marshburn, amen, with this block party and with all this effort, amen, he emphasized that anyone that was going to go out and begin to do Bible studies, amen, yes, we're going to start at Genesis, and yes, we're going to go through to Revelation, but you're going to come to a point in that Bible study that you're going to give a Bible study on the plan of salvation. Amen. God's keys to the kingdom. Amen. And we know, and in the past weeks, the pastor's taken upon himself, amen, to begin four lessons. Tonight, amen, the fourth lesson on the apostolic faith doctrine, amen, is the Godhead. Lesson one was repentance. Lesson two was water baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of our sins. Lesson three was receiving the infilling baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives us utterance. But tonight the Bible study is going to be on lesson four, which is the one true God, the mighty God in Jesus Christ. If anybody would like to have a copy of this lesson or all four of the lessons on repentance, water baptism, receiving the Holy Ghost, and the Godhead, see me later. Amen. Because you need to be armed. You need to have the sword. You need to have the weapon. Amen. That you can go out and you can teach this doctrine. Amen. And the revelation can come to other folks. We will begin by briefly stating that in the Christian world today, there are two basic doctrinal teachings on the Godhead. One is called Trinitarianism, the teaching that God is made up of three distinct persons with three physical flesh and bone bodies, stating that God the Father has a physical body, that the Son has a physical body, and that the Holy Ghost has a physical body, and that these three individuals with individual minds make up the deity of God. Now that's what Trinitarianism is. This is a triune, three gods doctrine. This doctrine was created by the Catholic Church, and it is not biblical. Folks, we forget our roots even as Protestants. Protestants, that word Protestant comes from the word protester. Amen. Back in the 1500s, at some point at that time, there was a Catholic priest named Martin Luther, and it came into his heart that the teachings of the Catholic Church was false. And he took a stand against the Catholic Church, and he began to protest against the Catholic Church. And that's where we get the modern-day term Protestant. The Protestant faith in this country has forgotten what we're protesting against. Amen. Amen. I am not against Catholics. I love everybody. I desire to see them saved. Someone's got to tell them the truth. Somebody's got to stand for the doctrine. Amen. If the blind lead the blind, you'll both fall in a ditch. Amen. And you get out there in this world and you begin to tell people about the oneness of God, and there's educated people out there that know this Trinitarian doctrine. You got to get rooted and grounded in this. Amen. The second type of Christian faith doctrine tonight is called monotheism. Let's say it. Monotheism. Monotheism. That word mono means one. Monotheism is teaching that the eternal God is absolutely and indivisibly one. You can't divide him. Amen. Oh, it's good to be in an apostolic church. It'll clap for you. Amen. Others would throw stones at you. And that this one God manifests himself as the Father in creation, as the Son in redemption and salvation, and as the Holy Ghost, as the indwelling Spirit of eternal life. Monotheism teaches that God is a spirit, and that a spirit does not have a physical flesh and bone body, and that the Holy Ghost is simply God's Spirit in action. Monotheism teaches that Jesus is not the eternal Son or God the Son. You hear me? Listen to the words. But Jesus is the very God himself manifested in the flesh as the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is not the eternal Son. He is not God the Son.
Amen.
Amen. He is the Son of God. According to the flesh. He is the Almighty God himself according to the Spirit. God has only one physical body. Hear me? God has only one physical body. God is a spirit, and a spirit has not a flesh and bone body in the spirit. But God has one physical body, and that is the body of the man, Jesus Christ. The Bible states that Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. That's what we're speaking about tonight, the Godhead. The Godhead made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. That Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that the Holy Ghost is not an individual person with an individual mind, but the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Do you love Israel, the natural Israel? We're the only ones that do. The world hates them. And the world's out to destroy them. And if the United States don't take their part and keep their treaties and keep their commitments, amen, woe be to us. But God will take their part. And God have mercy on us. You always pray for Israel. Amen. And you pray that God will be merciful unto Israel. God's people, Israel, the Jews, listen to this, they are monotheists. They only believe in one God. And they can't begin to understand how Christians believe in three. They are convinced that there's only one. We of the apostolic. By the way, say apostolic. Apostolic. Say it. Apostolic. What is your faith? Apostolic. Are you ashamed of your faith? Apostolic. Get that in your mind and be able to pronounce that word real good, and don't be saying apostolic.
Yeah, all right.
Amen. When I first married my wife, the first time she went to the hospital, and he put one of those little tags on her arm, and they put her faith on there, and I got, what is she anyway? Apostle, I didn't know what she was. It was years later before I found out about apostolic. Amen. We don't need to be ignorant. We of the apostolic faith doctrine, we do have a doctrine, and it is the apostolic doctrine, and it is the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus did choose 12 apostles, and he did teach his doctrine to them, and that doctrine he taught to them, we today say it's the apostolic doctrine. And after the Holy Ghost was poured out on the day of Pentecost, and after 3,000 souls was added to the church, amen, the Word of God says they all remained in the apostles' doctrine. We need to remain in the apostles' doctrine. Our doctrine was not created by man. Our doctrine comes from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need to know the importance of this. Not going to go out into the world and begin to witness to people and don't know who you are. You got to get rooted and grounded in this. You need to study this. That's why I told you I'm willing to give you a copy of this. I'll save you the legwork.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus Christ taught and preached, amen, the apostolic faith doctrine. Amen. And in the book of Acts, amen, the word said, put on. Tonight I ask you, put on your spiritual thinking caps. You know, there's a time to shout, and there's a time to run, there's time to have a good time in the Lord and feel the goosebumps and amen, hallelujah. But you've got to know what you believe in, or your religion will be vain. Put on your spiritual thinking caps. Get your mind on God and hear what the Spirit of God has to say to His church. The Godhead. Amen. Lesson 4. Absolute monotheism. First of all, it's a foundational truth. In Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5. Now here's where we're going to start putting these scriptures up here. And I thank God for that. Because I've got 40 some scriptures to tell you. And if you weren't able to look up there and read those, I'd be wasting my time. You'd be asleep before I got halfway through them. You wouldn't remember them after I said them. Thank God for Brother Jeremy tonight, and he knows how to run that machine. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel. Now, this is in the Old Testament. This is Jehovah God speaking to the Jews. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Monotheism. And thou shalt love the Lord, this is verse 5, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and with all thy might. Then we go to Mark chapter 12, verse 29 and verse 30 in the New Testament, and Jesus answers him and says, the first of all the commandments is this. Jesus spoke to a believer, amen, that asked him, what are the commandments that I might have life? And he said, the first of all the commandments is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. This is the first commandment. Amen. This is the root, amen, right here. This is the first commandment. Amen. We know, amen, that Moses, through God, gave the Ten Commandments. But Jesus said, this is the first one. This is the first commandment. Hear. Our God is one. Jews messed up a lot of stuff in their walk with God, but they never lost that one. They still know He's only one. Thank you, Jesus. The first commandment is to believe on our God that He is one. Jesus said, if you love me, now hear this. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Hallelujah. How do you know that you love God? If you search your heart and you want to know if you love God, it's a simple thing. Are you obeying His commandments? If you are not obeying His commandments, then you do not love Him. I'm not saying you won't mess up. I'm not saying you won't fall, but God will raise up a righteous man. A righteous man will fall seven times, the Lord will lift him up. But I'm saying you get rooted and you get grounded in this faith and you believe this. And if you believe this, you cannot be a Trinitarian. Hallelujah. No tomatoes, no eggs, no nothing. I'm in an apostolic church. Hallelujah. Whoa! Thank you, Jesus. It's a lot easier when you're in an apostolic church. But you're going to be out in the world. And you're going to state this, and people is going to come against you. Amen? And the only thing that you can quote is the Scriptures. Amen. Now, in the Old Testament, the emphasis will go to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10 and 11. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you might know and believe and understand that I am He, that before me, this is God speaking, before me there was no God created, neither shall there be after me. Before me, God said, before me there was no God created. That tells me there can't be two gods. Before Him, there's no God created. And He said, there's none after me. Another place, He said, He Himself went and searched. And He couldn't find any. Hear that? God Himself, just to make sure that we'd understand. He looked Himself, even though He knew there wasn't any. But then He could tell you, I looked and there is none. Hear me. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Verse 11. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Did you hear that? I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Only one Savior, God of the Old Testament, said, I am the Savior. The angel told Mary, His name shall be called Jesus, and He shall save His people from their sins. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Now we've got either two Saviors or they're one and the same. Let all men be a liar, but God's Word is true. Isaiah 44 and 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and besides me, there is no God. Jesus Christ is the Lord of hosts. The word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Jesus in the Old Testament as Jehovah God said, I am the Lord, that is my name. It is not a title. He was the Lord God Almighty. And when Elijah called down the fire, and it lapped up the water, and it took all the water out of the ditch, amen, consumed, amen, the altar, all those, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. Before this, having a little debate on whether it was Belial or whether it's God. Now, if God be God, serve Him. The Jews, when they saw that, they said, the Lord, He's God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to get the fire before you get the truth. You got, hallelujah. You know, they might have got off way a little bit. Boy, when you see the fire, yeah, the Lord, He's God. The Lord, He's God. Hallelujah. And our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. And if not for the mercies of God, when you made your mistakes, He would have consumed you. You see, our God is love. But our God's also a consuming fire. And our God is a righteous God. And God's a holy God. And amen. And God is going to destroy the wicked. You hear what I said? God is going to destroy the wicked. Amen. Everybody's not going to heaven. I wish they were. Amen. We are teaching the doctrine of the oneness of God. Absolute monotheism one. Let's say one. Do you ever notice when the apostolics go around praising God, sometimes they're like this? You ever wonder why that? Just one finger. One finger. In case you didn't know, that person said, there's only one God. There's only one God. There's only one God. None of us are going around like this. We're all, one. One. Do you ever wonder about that? Now you'll know. Hallelujah. The next time you're worshiping God and for some strange reason, you end up going like this. You're not pointing your finger at God that way. You're saying, there's, yes, one Lord. One God. Hallelujah. In us all and through us all. Isaiah 44 and 8. Now, isn't the scriptures good? This is saying this a lot better than I can say it. Hallelujah. I'd have been done sitting down already. Thank you, Jesus. So if there's any problems, blame God. Isaiah 44 and 8. Fear you not, neither be afraid. Have I not told you from that time? Have I not declared it? You are my witnesses. Now this is God speaking to this church. This is prophecy. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the very spirit of prophecy. The word of God, when it speaks to you, it's thus saith the Lord. This is God speaking through a man, the precious word of God. And he said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. He chose you. Hallelujah. It's something to praise him for. You are his witnesses, saith the Lord. You are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Jesus Christ is not a second God. The Holy Ghost is not a third God. The Apostolic Church is God's witnesses that God is one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That'll get you. Hallelujah. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you might understand and you might believe that before me there was no God created, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. Hallelujah. New Testament emphasis. Go to James 2 and 19. James said, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. We don't have to worry which one we're praying to. I like it when Brother Marshman said, you know, I used to be confused. Well, am I giving the Father enough time? I completely forgot the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's all interchangeable. When I'm saying, Father in heaven, help me, you know, Lord Jesus, help me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And to me, the Holy Ghost is God. The Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And so, I don't believe I'm leaving him out. I don't believe I'm making him second best. Hallelujah. I know who he is. Praise God. I know who he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So when I say Jesus, hallelujah. There's no other name given unto man whereby we must be saved. At name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If someone tells you they can get in any other way, they're a liar. They're a thief and a robber. If anybody tries to tell you you can get into heaven without going through Jesus Christ, amen, rebuke them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. Listen to this. The devils, they also believe and they tremble. Even the devils believe there's only one God. And by the way, they believe and they're lost. Don't tell me, believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's all there is to it. Because it always comes back. You'll obey his commandments. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to talk about the nature of God. First of all, God is a spirit. John 4 and 24. Hallelujah, he's fast. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. Two, God's invisible. Have you saw God lately? Have you looked upon his person lately? God is invisible. John 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, the Word. And without Him, the Word was not anything made that was made. You catch that? Those apostles knew how to write. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. 2. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And it goes on to say, in Him was life. And that life was the light of the world. And there was one named John who came to bear witness to that light. He wasn't that light, but he came to bear witness to that light, that one true light. But then the Bible says that Jesus, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, but the world knew Him not. He came to His own people, the Jews, His own people received Him not. But as many as did receive Him, apostolics, gave He the power to become the sons of God. Even as many that believe upon His name. Amen. John 1 and 14. And the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word, there's three that bear record in heaven. There's a good one that the Trinitarians like. Because John said, the same John that said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, is the same John over in 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, one of those books. He said there's three that bear record in heaven. I said, John, why don't you just leave that out of there? There's three that bear record in heaven. God knows what He's doing. My son always tells me, God does these things on purpose. He weeds us out. You hear what I'm saying? There's three that bear record in heaven. The Father. The Word. It didn't say Jesus. It didn't say Son. It said the Word. And the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Three different manifestations of one true God. God manifested Himself as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Or Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. John 1 and 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word of God became His Son, Jesus Christ. The Word of God became His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word became Jesus. God became the Son. Amen. John 1 and 18. No man have seen God at any time. Semicolon. No man have seen God, the only begotten Son. No man has seen God, the only begotten Son. Not God and the only begotten Son, like it's two different people. No man have seen God, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. In God's heart, if you want to say. In God's soul. The very essence of God. In the place where there's a light that no man can approach to or no man can go into, but Jesus Christ is in there. You hear that? Jesus said, I come forth from the Father, and I go back to the Father. Hallelujah. He hath declared Him. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, God has declared His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Folks, this is so important. This is so important that you can't be saved without it. That's tough. This is so important that you can't be saved without it. You got to know who He is. Amen. The nature of God. Now the Bible says that God is omnipresent, He's omnipotent, and the one that I can't pronounce, omniscient. That's close enough. Hallelujah. Didn't even stutter. Omnipresent means He's everywhere present at the same time. Omnipotent means He's all powerful. And omniscient means He's all knowing. So if you go to Psalms 139 and 8, the Word says, if I descend up into heaven, Thou art there. God's there. If I make my bed in hell, Behold, thou art there. You can't get away from God. No matter how high up you go, no matter how far down you go, God is there. God is everywhere present. We're going to talk about the terminology of God. In the terminology of God, there's the word Father. God in parental relationship. Father is God in parental relationship. Deuteronomy 32 and 6. Do you thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is he not thy father that have bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Do you requite the Lord, O foolish and unwise? Is God not your father? Is God not your father? Did he not make thee? Did he not buy thee? Do you know in the New Testament the Word of God says that we've been bought with a price? We wasn't bought by silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, God owns you, body, spirit, and soul. You're all His. You're none yours. You're not your own. You're not your own master. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, worship God in your body and your soul, which are God's. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 4 and 6. And because you are sons, did we not say over in John, it says, but as many as did receive him, gave he power to become the sons of God, even as many that believe upon his name, having been born not of blood, nor of the will of man, nor of flesh, but having been born of God. Do you hear this? Because you are sons, God hath sent forth his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, but it says the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts. Now what's in your heart? Is it the third person of the Godhead? Or is it Jesus Christ? It says he sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. God is our Father. A second terminology of God is Holy Spirit. God in spiritual action. Descriptive of who the one God is. In Genesis 1 and 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Holy Ghost is God in spiritual action. That's when God speaks forth the word and it's accomplished. Now I'm going to talk to you about the identity with the Father. Lord Jesus, have mercy. You know, I studied this. You believe that? I did. Look at that. I was able to complete this every time I went through it in about 45 minutes or less. I said, well, I never can do it, Brother Drake, when I'm up here. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? So, thank you, Jesus. Let's speed it up. Identity of the Father, Luke 1 and 35. And the angel answered and answered her and said, Amen. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore, the holy thing which shall be in thee, amen, is born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. The angel appeared unto Mary and told her, amen, that this holy thing within thee is, amen, of the Holy Ghost. And so then I said, through the word that God put in my heart, the Holy Ghost is also God the Father. And God the Father is also the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Jesus' Father. The Bible says the Holy Ghost hovered over Mary. She conceived seed of the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost is not God the Father, then the Holy Ghost, amen, being Jesus' Father, then God the Father is not his Father. Right. Hallelujah. You got to understand that. Hallelujah. That's a good one for those Trinitarians. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 2 and 11. God compares his spirit to a person and his or her spirit. Not two persons, but one. See what it says? For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, the things that God knows no man but the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of God. Catch that? The Spirit of God, just like a man's spirit, my spirit's not separate from me. My spirit, amen, is me. And God's spirit is Him. The Holy Ghost. Now, bear with me. I'm going to look here and see what really needs to be said. Every bit of it. Thank you, Jesus. Trinity never appears in the Scriptures. The Bible never says the Holy Three, but it says the Holy One. Three persons never appear in the Scriptures. Only one. Now, I want to tell you the true identity of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God incarnate. Incarnate means in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. This is our foundational doctrine of the apostolic faith. This is our foundation. This is our rock. That Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8. How come I can't be Paul and preach all night? Yeah. How come you can't fall out of the windowsill and break your neck, and I can get down and pray for you and God will raise you up? And I'll keep on. Amen. You better keep on a level plane. Don't be sleeping. Don't be sleeping. Amen. Maybe I'll just read the headlines. Amen. This is a good one. Colossians 1, 15 through 19. Amen. Colossians 1, 15 through 19. We're talking about who Jesus is. Still in Corinthians. Hey, brother. I'm trying to speed things up here. Genesis. He's messing with me. Maybe I'm not pronouncing that word right. Colossians. Here, amen. See, the devil didn't want us to say this. I have no doubt. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Next. For by Him, Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven or in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers. All things were created by Jesus, for Jesus. Is it okay if I substitute the word Jesus there? And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Got a couple more. And He is the head of the body. Oh. Do you know who your head is? The head of Jesus is God. And the head of the man is Jesus. And we would stop there, but I'm going to roll. The head of the woman is the man. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That was a little extra. Hallelujah. The firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence. I don't want to go there. I'm already running over. Thank you, Jesus. God loves mankind. And mankind is male and female. God made man male and female. We're the human race. God placed each of us in the body where He wanted us. Amen. And the woman's role is wonderful. And the man's role is more wonderful. No, the man's role is wonderful too. Hallelujah. We're at least spared bearing children. Hallelujah. Now you women can sympathize with that. God spared us. Lord Jesus. My wife's back there thinking, God, boy, pray. See? Hallelujah. You don't talk about politics, you don't talk about religion. And in church, you don't talk about women. No. Oh, boy. Hey, you see these white hair? You're supposed to respect your elders. Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. For it pleased Him that the Father, that in him should all fullness dwell. Now, I know I didn't offend her because she's not married yet. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Timothy 3:16. It's only 20 till 9. Hallelujah. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Why? For God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, taken up into glory. Hallelujah. But you got to get a little bit closer. Who was? God was. God was manifested in the flesh. God was justified in the spirit. God was seen of angels. God was preached to the Gentiles. God was believed on in the world. And God was taken up into glory. Jesus must be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, folks, you're missing on some good stuff up here. Amen. Jesus is Jehovah incarnate. He is the I Am. Exodus 3:14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. John 8:56-59. God is the great I am. In John, Jesus spoke and said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it and was glad. 57. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? The Jews spoke to Jesus, how can you say Abraham rejoiced to see your day, Jesus? You're not even 50 years old. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before Abraham was, I am. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That is an important one. There are people, see, God's not a respecter of persons. You repent of your sins, God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Trinitarians get the Holy Ghost. If they're Pentecostal Trinitarians. I suppose even some that's non-Pentecostal, it might happen to them if they're not prejudiced against it. Amen. Some people are offended in the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus, Galatians 4:6. And because ye are sons, you hear this? Galatians 4:6. The only reason I'm waiting is because I want you to see it. I put a hard one on Brother Jamie today. I give him 40-some scriptures. He looked at that and he looked at that. And that was just, that wasn't counting the ones that was more than one verse. Hallelujah. See how long it would take you to put all this together? And I'm willing to give it to you for free. And you can study it. You can make copies of it. And then you can have a Bible study. Amen. And you'll get confident in this thing. Amen. Amen. There it is. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. I'm not confused on the Spirit in here. This Spirit isn't a third part of a triune, Trinitarian God. Hallelujah. It doesn't even make good sense. And the Trinitarians will agree with me. And therefore they say, what's the mystery? You're not supposed to understand it. That's their answer. Well, I'm not. Of course I don't understand it. I'm not supposed to. There's a lie. And who's the father of all lies? No one's confused about that, are they? Hallelujah. Amen. John 14, 16 through 18. Folks, we're almost done. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 16 through 18. We probably got that computer just about messed up back there. I don't think you can handle that many scriptures. It's probably a Trinitarian computer. Or pray the devil out of it or something. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17. Even the Spirit of truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No man come unto the Father except through me. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the Word cannot receive. Did you catch that? The world can't even receive this thing. If you have not the Spirit of God, you are none of His. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. We all had our conversations in time past in the world. And we're by nature the children of wrath. And we're all going to hell. But for the mercies of God. It takes the Holy Ghost to understand this. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knows him. But you know him. I know him. For he dwells in me. He dwells in you and shall be in you. Verse 18. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Jesus Christ is the Comforter. Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're talking monotheism. Can you say monotheism? Say it. Monotheism. I probably couldn't say that the first few times. I had to practice that. When I first came into the church and I was reading about different sins, I read this one and I read it and I said, it's that other word for adultery. And I read it and I pronounced it fornication. I don't know how long I said fornication until someone probably finally told me that that word's fornication. So you see what I'm saying? You'll pronounce a lot of words not quite right. Hallelujah. You listen to what I'm saying? Just don't commit it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether you can pronounce it or not, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Conclusion. This is it. This is it. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. No, that isn't what it says. In the latter days, saith the Lord, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. This is not what this says here. Conclusion. The biblical doctrine of God is the apostolic faith doctrine. One indivisible God with no distinction of persons. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead in the flesh, incarnate, all names and titles and deity properly apply to Jesus. He is the Father, He is the Son, He is the Holy Ghost, He is Lord. He is our Creator. And He has become our Savior. God Himself came in 2 Corinthians 5 and 19 to wit that God was in Christ. You hear this? 2 Corinthians 5 and 19. To wit, God was in Christ. God was in Christ. Jesus wasn't down here alone. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. Jesus said, there's no man that's ever ascended up into heaven but the Son of Man that came down out of heaven, the Son of Man that is in heaven. He made a proclamation while he was walking the earth, he was walking in heaven. Did you catch that? God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Like our pastor says, God didn't send a substitute to die for man. He came himself. He took and robed himself in the form of sinful flesh and came and put sin to death in the flesh. He sacrificed his own incarnate body called the Son of God. He took the sins of the world and placed them into the body of Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin became sin. This salvation came at a high price. Hallelujah. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. Blessed is the man in whom the Lord does not impute sin. That means he don't hold you accountable, he forgives you. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We can all be saved. Hallelujah. Our Creator is also the indwelling Spirit. He regenerates, sanctifies, and empowers us. We are complete in Jesus Christ. And there's just one more scripture, Colossians 2, 9 and 10. And he's fast now. For in him, Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. God bless you. Amen.
Let's give the Lord some praise in the house right now. Are you glad to know the one true living God? I'm glad to know the name of Jesus. I'm glad that I don't have to call on three different gods whenever I need them, need met, or whenever I have a sickness in my body, but I can just reach out to the name of Jesus Christ. And every need can be met. Every heart can be touched. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank the Lord for Brother Harris. Full of knowledge, wisdom of the Word of God. I like that when a person can just spit out Scripture. Mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah. I am glad to know the one true living God. And it's a blessing for God's people to know the truth. There's a world that's hungry and there's a world that is truly lost. And they desire to know it. Just today when me and my wife went by to pick up Tabitha, she told us a story of how she was speaking to someone earlier today and telling them about the oneness of God. And she got so in depth with it, and it touched her heart to the extent to where she just began to cry while she was speaking to this person. She said, "You truly just don't know. You truly do not know what I know." And she began to give this lady the scripture. And all of a sudden, the light just started clicking. But the world's going to fight it. They're going to try to throw their two cents in here and there. But you cannot go up against the Word of God. When it's in the Word, it's true. And I'm glad to know the truth. I'm glad to know the true Word of God. Hallelujah. Well, let's give Brother Harris another hand clap right now for doing such a great job.